ויהי רעב בארץ, מלבד הרעב הראשון אשר היה בימי אברהם. אז all of a sudden another רעב. This רעב in the world was the רעב in the time of Avraham Avinu. And that רעב was only in Eretz Yisrael. And that was a massive nisayon for Avraham Avinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Vavarechecha, here in Chutzlaretz, you won't get a bracha. Come to the Eretz Asher Arecha, there you'll get a bracha. Come to the Eretz Asher Heraloi, Vahiro Baretz, the one place in the world you can't make parnosa, is Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was a massive nisayon. He had to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Maisa, the Nisayon Shelo Yaharher, and Besofya Shel Dovar, that's how he got the bracha. From Paro, all the money. On the way down, he had to borrow money. He stayed in, when he came back, he paid off all his debts. He went as an Oni. Now, Vahira Boritz, Milvada Rav Arishon, Ashehoya Bime Avram. Shufpam, another Rav Boritz. No, Vayelech Yitzchok, Elavi Melech, Melech Lishtim Gerora. So he went, moved, maybe Shinui Mokim will change the muzzle. He went to Gerar. Vayera Elav Hashem, Vayome Al Tered Mitzrayimo. So Rashi shoya daito the redis the Mitzrayim kumushi yorad ovid b'me'arav. That's the same as his father. What did his father do when there was this rav? He went to Mitzrayim. And look what happened. Beredik. Well, he will also go. Kodesh Baruch told him no. Al tered Mitzrayim. Shchoin ba'aretz hazois. Shchoin ba'aretz asher oimar alecha. Omaloi alterit mitzrayim eshata oilo tmimo ve'en chutz loretz kedailo. You can't go to chutz loretz. You're an oilo tmimo. He was niskadish in the Arkado. He was niskadish kdushas oilo. The Rebbeinu Shalom told Avraham Avinu haleu le'oilo. Avraham Avinu originally thought he was supposed to shechtim v'chule. The Rebbeinu Shalom told him, no, I just told you, make him into an oilo. Now you made him into an oilo. You amali him, now take him down. But he remained Kodesh Mekdushas Oilo. Every other Korban, you makdish it as with the Kedusha of the Korban, and there's the Avoidus which follow. Shechita, Kabbalah Sadam, Hoylocha, Zrika, Hefshin Nituach, all the Inyonim, the Halochas of the Korban. By Yitzchak, he was a Korban. When it stopped at that point, it was Magdishim as an oiler. No, Nafkimina, he can't go to Chutz Loretz. Gur Boretz Hazois, Ve'eye Imcho Vavorecheko. You stay here, in this place, and I'll be with you. Vavorecheko. Kilechol Zarcho Etin is called Arotsu Sohim. Vakimois is Ashvura Shenishbati Lavrom Ovicho. I'll be Mekayim the Shvua, which I was Nishba to Avraham Avinu, Avraham your father. Fake the Ramban. What's that Kodesh Baruch Hu saying? I'm going to be Mekayim the Shvua. He made a Shvua. Of course he's going to be Mekayim the Shvua. Ain't sorry, she yavtiach a Kodesh Baruch Hu Yitzchok, shelo yav a Shvua, she nishba la Ovim, ki loy odom hu li nochem. Eibishter made a shvur. He's going to be mekayim the shvur. So what does he mean when he told him vakimoyis is a shvur? Ve'avram ein lo zera acher bal bris lelukim. The shvur was with Zera Avram. Ki be Yitzchok yikar lechazara. There's only Yitzchok. Vashvur einenu al tonight. So what's the pshat? Hakimoyis is a shvur. So the Ramban, v'nireh, shezeh ha-maiva, ki Moses ha-shvur, יחושב שבועה. היא בעצם, הכימוסיס השבועה, הוא זה שבועה בפני עצמו. לכן תמיד יום הבטוירה, הארץ אשר נשבעתי לאברום, ליצחוק וליעקב, אשר נשבע אותו להם בוך. כי לא ימצאנו שבועה ליצחוק בלתי זויס. The pasuk says, הקדוש ברוך הוא נשבע לאברום, ליצחוק וליעקב. Where was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nishba to Yitzchok? Dr. Rambam, we don't find any Shvua Miyucha to Yitzchok. V'rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishava L'kol Echod Min Ovois. And the Torah is madgish that each one of the Ovois has his own Shvua. L'idea Sheroi Kol Echod Nichro Simoi Bris. The teachers, we have three Ovois and each one of them was choshev bifnei atzmoi. Shetiyeh zchus kol echod omedis lefonav im zaro. The zchus of Avram is one zchus. The zchus of Yitzchok is an egnus zchus. And the zchus of Yaakov. Ki afo pisha rishoyna taspik. Now, but what do you need? Why do you need three zchuyas? If Avram's zchus, each one, he's saying it's a schus bifnei atzmo. We have Avram, so we have the schus. Genug. Well, why do we need more? Avo pi sharishoy netasvik tosefes schus v'kovedu loem. It's a tosefes. There's something extra when we have the schus of Yitzchak, and there's something extra when we have the schus of Yaakov. Lachein Omar. The pasuk said at the end of the Teichocha. In Bechukosai, v'zochalti esprisi Yaakov, v'af esprisi Yitzchok, v'af esprisi Avram Iskar. See, the Torah is madgish. Each bris bifnei atzmoi, zochalti esprisi Yaakov, v'af esprisi Yitzchok, v'af esprisi Avram. So what's the pshat? The schus of Yitzchok. Kimtumani, many ways, Yitzchok is the nebuch of the obvious, the choira. We speak a lot about Avram. Torah is very marish in Avram. Three parshas. And we speak a lot about Yaakov. And when we come to parshas toldos, Pasha's told us starts with the birth of Yaakov and Esau. And we learn the parasha, the differences between them, and the Mechiras HaBechoira. And then, there's a funny few psukim about Yitzchok. Then we get to Tachlis, the brochas to Yaakov, and all the godless of Yaakov, and the godless of the brochas. What's with Yitzchok? What did Yitzchok do? He dug a few be'eras, some business with be'eras. He dug more be'eras than anyone else. What do we know about Yitzchok? Ve'oid. It's interesting the way the Ramban's telling us that this Shvur was be'etzim the Shvur to Yitzchok. And what was the Shvur? Hakimoisis HaShvur Shenishmati L'Avram. The ganze bris of Afes Yitzchok is Hakimoisis HaShvur Shenishmati L'Avram. V'ibesis Arachok Yechokri HaShemayim Rosati the Zarcho is called Rotsu Sahel. We spoke who Bizarcho called Goy Horetz. Maisa, this Nichal Beetzim in the Shua that he gave to Avram. And then how's it finished? Eke Moshe Shama Avram Mekoili. Vayishma Mishmati Misoisa Chukoisa Misoroisa. It's all Avram. It's all Avram. So where's Yitzchok? What's Yitzchok? Emesis, If we open our eyes a bit, we have to ask a few questions over here. See, there was this Rav, and he was going to go to Mitzrayim, like Avram went to Mitzrayim. And then what happened? Vayeshev Yitzchak Bigro. No, because Rav told him, go bar it's Hazoi, so he did. Vayishalu anshe amokim li'ishtoi, vayoymer achoisihi. Vayistois, Yitzchak went bedarkei ha'avos, went bedarkei Avram. Avram, when he was choishesh for Sarah, he said achoisi. No, so that's what the Tata did, and that's what he did. Vayoymer achoisihi. Ki yore leimar ishti pen yarguni anshe amokim al rivke. Ki toiv asmarehi. The same chashoshes that Avram had with Sarah. And the same problem. So all the people start asking, who is she, who is she, who is she? That's the first thing when a person comes to a place, you start asking about this lady. So finally, we've got somewhere to stay. You need food. You need this. You need some help. That should be the first thing. Now the first thing is, ki tovas marehi. So it was choishish. Said achoisihi. Now it's interesting. Avraham Avinu said achoisihi twice and it backfired on him. Sorry was taken to Paro. Sorry was taken to Avimelech. It's kenzain. It's not such a kasha because people ask, one second, you said Achoisi with Paro and it didn't work. Why are you saying the same thing with Avimelech and Achoira? It's not a very good ishtablus. But yes, Oimrim, that he said, he told Avimelech that we made up, wherever we go, I say Achoisi he. So it could be. There are 25 places that Avraham Avinu went and there was the same problem. He said Achoisi and it worked. Punked by Paro, it didn't work, and 25 times later, by Avimelech, there was the whole Maisu with Avimelech. It's not Muchrach that it didn't work ever. Hefshav Faket, it always worked. Except those two times. But look, let's be misminded a bit. Look at the difference. When Avraham Avinu said Achoisi, And Sarah was taken to Avimelech. But what happened over here with Yitzchak? First of all, nothing happened at the beginning. Not like with Avimelech. He came Achoisihi or Paro. As soon as he came, they married her off with the royal wedding. No. Vayhi ki olchu lo yisham hayomim. Vayashkef Avimelech melech plishtim ba'ad achaloin. Somehow he clapped, I in the Mephoshim, that she's actually married to him. She's your wife. Explained why. Kimat shochad achad ha'am es ishtecho ve'veis aleinu osho. Think of Grace of Tylers. I was about to take her. So Avimelech had the achad ha'am is Avimelech, the melech. The hamiuchad ba'am, the melech of Trashi. I taki wanted to take her. But he didn't. So it was very similar to Avraham, but very, very different. Look at the Hashgacha with Yitzchak, that even though Avimelech wanted to marry her, he didn't. And then, anybody else is in danger? Vaitzav Avimelech es kol ha'am leimar anogel b'isha zeh b'ishtoi mois yumas. Nobody was touched them. Completely different Hashgacha than with Avraham Avinu. And then we have again another episode. Completely different Ashgacha. But here Rabba Aretz, and Avraham has to go to Mitzrayim. What happened over here by Yitzchok? Shchoy ba'aretz hazoyz, gu ba'aretz hazoyz. Vayisra Yitzchok ba'aretz ahi, vayimso ba'shona ahi, me'er sh'orim, vayivorcheyu Hashem. He stayed in Eretz Yisrael, in Gror, ba'aretz ahi, afo pi she'eino chashuva k'eretz Yisrael, atzmo k'eretz shiva goyim. Oba, so it's not the same level of Ashgocha. Bashona he yafal pi sheino ketikuno shoyz the shnas reovoin. Boris ahi bashona he shneim loma loimeshe oritz koshe bashona koshe. And what happened? He got meir shorim. 100 times what in a normal year he would have had. Look at the difference. Ashkocha. Avraham Avinu is in a rav. What happens? He goes to Mitzrayim. And everything that happened in Mitzrayim. Yitzchak, he tells him, stay in Eretz Yisrael, or stay in Gror. Vavorchecha. And the whole Ashkocha, he stayed there. And pum vaket. Sheloi kederach ha-teva, mamish nisim gedoilim. Ba'aretz ahi, ba'shona ahi, Eretz kosher, shona kosher. Me'ashorim. Completely different Hashgacha. Yitzchak was zoicha to a completely different Hashgacha than Avraham Avinu. Hashgacha l'malim in ha-teva. Vayigdal ho'ish. The bracha went more. Vayigdal ho'ish. In a rov. And he's got 100 times what normally would produce. So what did he do with the stuff? He sold it. He made good money. You can imagine the price of food in a rav. Vayigdalish, vayelich holoich vegadel ad ki gadol ma'id. He just increased and increased and increased, got more and more and more. Vayiloi mikne tzoin u mikne voko vavudo rabo. Avudo rabo pashtus, the mafoshim say, is avodas hakarka. So he got richer and richer. So the Malbim, there are these psukim are telling us how shaloi kederach ateva bichlal. Person gets does a good business deal and he gets some money, but there's limitations. But here, no limitations. Vayelech holoich v'gadol ad ki gadol ma'od. And normally we find lamoshul by Cain v'Hevel. Cain was Oivid Adomo, and Hevel was Reitzoy. It's two completely different parnosas, two completely different umnios, crafts, ways of, normally if a person's a big mumche in one area of business, he doesn't take on another area, the opposite. And over here, Vayilo Mikle Tzoyne Mikle Boko, Vavudo Rabo. He sows the fields, works the ground, like Cain, and he has Mikle Rav and Mikle Tzoyne, Mikle Boko, like Hevel. In anything that he gets into, anything that he does, with Yitzchok, is a tremendous bracha. He got al ma'oid. Dr. Rashi, peledikazach. Show you oimrim, zevel predoisov shel Yitzchok, veloi kasma vizov shel Avimelech. A predo's a mule. A mule cannot have children. It's a crossbreed between a chamar and a sus, and it cannot have an offspring. So lechoyer, a predo is a simon of something which doesn't make peiros. And here, the Olam said the zevel of the predos of Yitzchok, everybody wanted them just to touch Yitzchok, you touch Yitzchok, so you get a bracha. Avraham wasn't zoicha to ad kedei kach. So pele. Mimela. Now he's lichoyer start the negative. Vayikanu oisay plishtim. Ad kedei kach. They started telling, oh, where's he getting his money? Where's he getting this shefa from? We are, all our fields are barren. There's a rov. He has all the brocha. It must be that he's siphoning off the sar, the avodah zara which we hold of, the shefa which we get from our sar, from our avodah zara. It must be that somehow Yitzchok's taking all the shefa for himself, and he's taking it all from us. That's why we have a rov. Well, this man is so matzliach. What are we going to do? Well, let's get rid of him. And we can't get rid of him. We can't touch him. We can't threaten him, because the melech said, "Hanogea b'ish azev b'ishlamos yumos." They had to be careful with him. So what do? Make life unpleasant. He needs tremendous amount of water. He's so many mikneh, so many soin. So what do? V'chol abeiros shechofru avde aviv b'mei Avram aviv. Sitmu plishtim by Imalum Ofer. They decided to close up all the bearers, which Avram Avinu had dug. Not only close them up, they decided to fill it with Ofer, so it's not shayach that you're going to get any water out of it anymore. Umimela, Vayomi Avimelech and Yitzhak, Leich Meimonu, Kyotsamto Mimenu Ma'oid, you're taking our Ashiras. So he went. It's interesting. It's not the Nakuda which I want to focus on here, but it's a limud otsum agav. Midah of Yitzchok is midas gvura. What did he do, this big gibor? And the Ramban says, Yitzchok had tons of avodim. Avraham Avinu had his army, tremendously successful army of one person. Eliezer. It was a very frightening army, what Avraham Avinu could do. And Yitzchok, Kavachoyme. So, Avimelech starting up with him. Mr. Gibar, Mr. Gvura, finish him off. No. Vayelech Misham Yitzchok. The Keseda. He moves away. He runs away. That's Gvura. Think about it. It's such a choshev lesson. Is there a Gibar? The heavyweight champion. Is there a Gibar? The one who could smash up Iran. With his B-12s or whatever it is, and his all kinds of things. Ezel Gibor, we have the most mighty army in the world that ever was. And all the Zachen that Trumpeter says. No? Ezel Gibor, what did Chazal say, HaKoivish is Yitzray? What's real Gvura? That you control your Midas. That you could be Misgaber. It's an Avla Gedoyla what's going on here with Yitzchok. Kicking him out, it doesn't come bichlal from their shefa and of their avodah zara. It's nourishkeit v'chule. No, so beat him up a bit and show him who's boss. Ezel gibar kovishes Yitzray, vayelech misham Yitzchok. How many times people have a machlokes? People come with tainas. Reuven has tainas on Shimon. Reuven does something to Shimon. What's Shimon's reaction? Hit him back. I'm not gonna allow Reuven to get the better of me. And then come move on. Reuven has to hit him back. We're gonna let Shimon get the better of me. And Al Pi Torah, what should he do? What's a Midah Tova? Keep quiet. Don't fight. Go away. But Reuven got the better of me. No, he didn't. In this world, maybe Reuven was Nechshav as the Gibor. Oh, in the Rabbeinu Shalom's world, who's the Gibbar? Who's the real Gibbar? HaKovish is Yitzray. In Shamayim, who's the real Gibbar? And you have to say to yourself, and you think to yourself, I'm keeping quiet. I'm not talking about Atomim. Okay, I didn't understand, you know. Reuven's such a nice fellow, but he's shouting and screaming at you. That's not a Gibbar. That's a Nebuch. That's a Shofar. It's a person who says, I know exactly what Reuven is. I know all, understand him completely. And well, you could be a Dover Amotsui sometimes in this country. You go in a cab, and when you get there, the guy tells you an exorbitant price. Maisa Shehoya, last week, we have a Bedi'evit, my wife and I, it was a big Bedi'evit, we took an Arab taxi. We had no choice at that point, and we had no need to go somewhere, so we took this Arab taxi. And he comes to, brings us home, and he says, Shmonim Shekel. First of all, I should have realized, he says, you want the money, you want the clock, or a price. Now, if an Arab asks you what the money, it's a bissel choshet. But I said, money? Why should I let an Arab get away with the taxes and everything else? If you have to take an Arab, lechatchila, why take an Arab? Are you going to give more money to the terrorists and et cetera, et cetera? Take a yid. But kolpani, if you have no brayer, we get home. Berach should have been 50 shekel. He tells me, 80 shekel. I said, 80 shekel? Bapi Tom. He shows me the money. It says 80 shekel. Either the pshat is that he kept the money always on 80 shekel, then he tells people 80 shekel, or he shut it off at 30 shekel. I didn't chap that he started it off at 30 shekel, and so he made a counter. He said, ma, tarif shnaim. Tarif Shnaim is 50 shekel from where we went. So become a taimim. One of them is Pikuach Nefesh and Vechule. I paid him the money. Just start up with him. What could I have done? Taking a number and taking a thing. I'm going to the Misrata Tachbura and report you and et cetera, et cetera. And then maybe the Misrad HaBriyot and the police would get involved and v'chule, and it wouldn't have been a shmuz this week. So, chas v'shalom. Baal kol ponim, the word is, seder. Bimis gaber. You know Yenna is Yenna, and he's doing, you don't understand what he's doing, but I'm Mis gaber. So he stole his 30 shekel, and I kept quiet. He re-dug over there in Gror, or Rashi goes back in Gror. Machloikus samavoshim vayisatmu plishtim achrei mois Avram vayikra lahem shemus kashemus ashekora lahem aviv. What do we need to know all this for? Teretz is Yitzchok's whole mahalach was to go bedarkei aviv. The mafoshim explain these be'eros. They're different. The Ramban has his malach in the Be'eros. But the yisod of these Be'eros is not stam, a be'er, a well. In those days, the be'er was the source of life. In those days, the Be'eros is where the water came from, but they had water from the Be'eros. The be'er, mayim chayim, a be'er, which is a fountain, the water's coming, not just a bar, which takes the rainwater. They had that as well, to store the rainwater. But they had be'erois, which were mayonos, which they discover different places which are fountains of water coming from the ground. That's the Maftech HaChaim. That's how they lived. They had water. Didn't they have running water and et cetera, et cetera? Bifrat in Eretz Yisrael. They lived from the Mayonis. The Be'erois are the Simen of Chaim. What's the Makar of the Be'er? Is the Makar of the Be'er the fountain in the mountain, wherever it is? Or is the Makar of the Be'er HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's Mashpia Chaim? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaim comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Imcha Makar HaChaim. Chaim comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is Avraham Avinu a chelik gadol from his avodah was to be mefarsim and teach the dar. Chaim comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Panosah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the eshel Avraham? The eshel Avraham is a machlokes. A machlokes in which limud he was exactly teaching. Was it a paradise? Or was it an inn? Machlokes. Elu ve'elu, people came and they ate, whether they ate the fruit or they ate the meat, whatever the dishes he'd prepared. And then he told them, no, you have to be moider to the one who gave you. Oh, Reb Avraham, it was a delicious meal. Such luscious fruits, where'd you get it from? No, you have to be moider to the makar. I'm not the makar. Where do you think it comes from? Oh, the tree. Be moider to the tree. Be moider to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was Aliday, his Eshel. He showed people that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Makar HaChaim, the Makar HaChesed. Was the Gilui in the Teva, if it was a paradise that all the trees grew from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or was it a Gilui that Afilu Maisa HaAdam, when I cooked up the good meal, but then also come, that koyach came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Avraham Avinu's avodah. And in these Be'eras, he was mefarsim with the Shemus of the Be'eras. Again, Vayikro B'Shem Hashem. Mefarsim to the world, the Makar HaChaim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Plishtim didn't learn their lesson. And they weren't Niskarim. And they remained with their Avodah Zorah. And they blocked up all these Be'eras. And Yitzchak came, was Holich B'Darkei Aviv. And he dug the same Be'eras, and he called them the Shemus Asher Korah Lahem Aviv. He was taught over the same teachings that Avraham Avinu taught. Be'etzim, the whole chiddush of Yitzchak, what Yitzchak built Klal Yisrael, in some ways, he's the Ikar Av. He's not the Nebuch Bichlal. Because Yitzchak's Yisoid, and Yitzchak's contribution to Klal Yisrael, and Yitzchak's Limud, Ladoiris, is that we go B'darkei Ha'avos. Avraham, kamuvan, wasn't shayach, such a limud. Avraham had to come me'atzmai. Avraham had to come to the Yisrael Tzvimuna, and we spoke. It was all me'atzmai. Misyata Dishmaya. But Avraham Avinu came to it all himself. What is Klal Yisrael built on? Klal Yisrael is built on Mesoira. Who was the Mechadish HaMesoira? Yitzchak. Who was the Mechadish that we go with Darkei HaAvos? The Tata said, Achoisi. I say, Achoisi. The Tata went to Mitzrayim in a Rav. I'm going to Mitzrayim in a Rav. No, you're not. But that was the Pashtus. Rav Avinu was Korel HaShemus. Yitzchak was Korel HaShemus. And that's the biur, actually. That is the biur in the shvua of Yitzchak. And the shvua of Yitzchak was, Vaki Moses ha-shvua shenishbaati l'Avraham avicha. That was the whole ikka shvua. Yitzchak's chus is that he's a hemshech of Avraham. That is the whole schus of Yitzchak. And that's what Yitzchak teaches us. And without Yitzchak, there's no Klal Yisrael. The Mahalach of Avraham, that each person would work it out himself and come to his maskonas, v'chule, there wouldn't be a Klal Yisrael. Everybody would be different. Some people might come to the same maskonas as Avraham, some people come to different maskonas, some people are chulik, v'chule, v'chule. Klal Yisrael is built on Messiah. That's Yitzchak Avinu. And Enoch Hanami, he based his Zaracho, Choychoy HaShemayim, and Satin his Zaracho, his Kol HaRotz, his Oel, his Baruch, his Zaracho, Kol Goya Oiz, Ey, Kema Sheshom Avram, Bekoili, Veyishma, Mishmaat, Mitzvoysai, Vechukoysai, Vesayroysai. Because you're a Hemshech of Avram. That's your Zchus, and that's the Zchus of Zaracho. The Malbim says, that the huge difference, when because we see Avraham was nisnasi v'asorah nisyonos. Avraham had to be nisnasi v'asorah nisyonos. Avraham's mahalach came to himself with his cheshbonos, with his seichel. Now how strong is that seichel? If you go into all the nisyonos of Avraham, every nisayon be'etzim was a steerer to what he thought. A steerer to his mahalach. A steerer to what lechayra he was told. Go to Eretz Yisrael, or the Eretz Hashareka, Vavarechecha. And he comes there, he's mekayim the mitzvah Hashem, and you can't, there's no bracha here. What's the nisayon? Shema Yahar here. Well, maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe my whole mahalach is wrong. He comes, makes a cheshbon that I can't stay here. I have to go to Mitzrayim. Achoisihi. That's his whole, this gewaltige kop. You have to realize Avraham Avinu, the Havon of Avraham Avinu, the Chochma of Avraham Avinu, was Eino Dugmosa. And Avraham Avinu was masik from the Bria, Eino Dugmosa. And he decided the correct ishtadr is Achoisi. And it blows up in his face. Where's the Hashkocha from Hashem? Where's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking after me? My dear sorrows, you've taken by Paro. And then, we see the Hashkocha. V'chein hala throughout Avraham Avinu's life. Nisyonis, 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 Shemi Yahara here. Is it right what he thinks? Yitzchak Lechayra had one nisayon, and only one nisayon. The nisayon of the Akedah. What was the nisayon by Yitzchak and the nisayon of Akedah? Are you going to be mekabel emunas chachomim? Are you going to be mekabel from your father? Avraham Avinu had the nevuah. The Rambam says, the raya, that nevuah, that the Novi knows that the nevuah is emes lamitoi, is the Akedah. Because if there would have been a slight sophic in Avraham Avinu's mind, was I dreaming or was it nevuah or whatever, that came up this idea, hallelujah, if there would have been a slight sophic, he definitely wouldn't have tried to kill the Shech Yitzchak. Elamai was borrowed 1,000%. It was a steerer to Kibitzchor Chazora, Vechule. What the exact Nisayan was, maybe the Nisayan was to listen to the mouth to stop the Shechita. Ayin Shom, the whole Sugya. Aber Yitzchok, Ayasel Oilo. Hashem Yira, Hasel Oilo. komme, bin ich. Vayelet Shneim Yachtov. The same Vayelet Shneim Yachtov before Yitzchak knew anything of, that he was the carbon, was exactly the same Vayelet Shneim Yachtov, Belev Echad, after he knew he was going Zel Lishchot Vazel Lishachit. He didn't get the Dvar Hashem. The Emunah that he had in Avram that showed his Emunah's Chachomim is unbudgeable. Why was he Soymich on Avram? What was he Soymich on Avram's Cheshmoinus? Mistoma not. Mistoma he was Soymich more. Avram told him, I had Cheshmoinus, I came to Emunah. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to me. He didn't appear to Yitzchak at that time. Yitzchak was 37 years old. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't spoken to Yitzchak. But Avraham Avinu was a Navi Klaw, a Navi Emes. And Yitzchak was Mekabel and Bimamin in the Navi Emes. That was Yitzchak's Nisayah. But that's Yitzchak's contribution to us. Though the Malbim, Yitzchak didn't need any more Nisyonos. Though the Malbim, the person whose emunah is based on a Kabbalah, there is Mekabel from Avraham Avinu, Mekabel from the Doris before, Emunas Chachomim, Mesoira, is Zoyche to a different level of Ashkoche than Avraham Avinu was Zoyche. Avraham Avinu was Zoyche to a lot of Ashkoche. About it. In the end, what happened with Parah and Sarah? Was it Avraham's schus or Sarah's schus? It wasn't very pleasant for Parah. That's claw. And Avimelech, he said to him, What did he mean, Osham? I remember last time the suffering we had. Thank you very much. Yes. But look at the Ashkoche of Yitzchak. It was much more than that. Because of the gadlus of Yitzchak. About it, Avraham Avinu was Zoyche to a tremendous Ashkoche. But it's a different level of Ashkoche. It was more a B'di'evet Ashkoche, and he was a Lechatchil Ashkoche. If he's there, maybe we have a Havona. In the beginning of the parasha, Vayet HaYitzchok L'Hashem Enochach Ishto Ki Akora Hi Vayoseh Loi Hashem Vata Rivka Ishto. They both davened, Yitzchok and Rivka. But it says Vayet HaLoi. So Dr. Rashi from Chazal, Loi V'Loi Lo. She'ain doi mitzvidas sadik ben sadik, mitzvidas sadik ben roshem. Nefichoch loy v'loy lo. The mind of the tzadik ben sadik over the tzadik ben roshem. What's the pshat? Why is the tzadik ben sadik a higher madrega? And the Rebbeinu Shalom is mekabel the tefillah of the tzadik ben sadik over the tzadik ben roshem. B'shitches that we misbonin what we're talking about. Rivka was not a Pashta person. Rivka was Bas Mesuel Ho'arami, Mipadan Aram, Ramoim, Achus Lovan Ho'arami, Loile Isha, Chiadai Lo Nichtav Shei Bas Mesuel, Achus Lovan. We know all this, Mipadan Roman Aram, El Hagin Shvach, and Shoisa Bas Rosha, Bachos Rosha, Umekoma Anse Resha, Veloy Lomda Mimaseim, Klum, a Tzadik Ben Rosha, Merdeka Madrega Lichoira, Nisyonis Rim and Nisyonis. Everybody around her, a bunch of Ramoim, a bunch of Rishoim, and she comes this Darga of Tzidkis. What last week we saw her miyuchadika chesed. Listen, a hepech agom of Ramos. Ramos is all about me. I misunderstood the whole world for me. I cheat the whole world for me. It's all me, 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 me. And that's what she grew up with, a culture of me. Her mishpacha was mitzuyonim of Raman. And she, it's all about yena, giving, giving, chesed, gamling malecha, ashkeh, v'chule, v'chule. Tzadik ben Rasha. No, Yitzchok, no, Tzadik ben Tzadik, no, Shoyen, he grew up in the house of Avraham. What do you expect? What's the big deal? So the altar from Kelm. The Nisayon of the Tzadik ben Tzadik is actually a bigger Nisayon than the Tzadik ben Rasha. The Tzadik ben Rasha is gewaltig, blahagit shvacha. We're not trying to be memayit in her shvach. But when she came to the Havamina, is this way of life right? And she sees through the sheker of everybody around her. And that pushes her to become the Tzadik ben Rasha. It's a gewaltig Nisayon v'chule. But when you grow up in the house of the Tzadik, and it's pashut, and everything's right, then you'll have a minute to go away from what you're doing. And to become a Tzadik ben Tzadik, that's a much harder Nisayon. To be the ben Tzadik, how many times you see people sign things, you know, plenty of money, Ben, there's a Tzukol, they're all the Rashi Tevus that they sign. Yeah, his father was a Greiser Rebbe, and this and that, the other. What's he? He's the son of the Greiser Rebbe, the thing. He's the Ben Tzadik. Oh, to become a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. And not only to become a Tzadik Ben Tzadik, but to build on what your father taught you and to be mechadish al pi the yesoides of your father, to become Yitzchok v'af prisi Yitzchok, and the af prisi Yitzchok is a schus b'fnei atzma, which is built on Avram. But he's not just the ben tzadik, the tzadik ben tzadik. The Nisayon is much greater. What pushes you to do that? You can walk around. I'm Ben Avraham. And you introduce yourself. I'm Mr. Abramson. I'm Ben Avraham. No? What pushes you to become Yitzchok? Only drive for bakoshas, ha'emes, what's Ratzon Hashem, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me. I know what he wanted from my father. What does he want from me? And he put me into this gewaltigen family, this gewaltigen chinuch, and what does he want from me? I'm supposed to steig, and I'm supposed to become Yitzchok. I'm not supposed to be Avraham. That's not... That Rivka became Rivka, the Tzadik ben Rasha. No, what should you be? You want to be a Rasha or you want to be a Tzadik? So he put, about that, you want to be a Tzadik. I'm not saying it's not a Pashat Nisayon either. But the Altus Vot, a Gewaltige Vot, what is the harder Nisayon to become the Tzadik ben Tzadik? The Etzim Kirvas Hashem that the Tzadik ben Tzadik has, that he's looking, mamish, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? And he can get away with it, that it's enough if I'm Avraham Avinu's son. I'm the son of the Tzadik. I'm not going off the derech. I'm doing everything my father said. Everything my father said. Oh, but the Tzadik ben Tzadik looks for the Ratzon Hashem. Me, what's he want from me? What's my contribution, my tafkid in life? That's a bigger kirvus Hashem. Vayeote, vayose loy, loy veloy lo. Than the Tzadik ben Rasha. Yitzchok Avinu, in many ways, is the Ikka Av. Klal Yisrael is built, Enoch Nami, it's built on Avram, the Haskalah, the Shoresh. Oh, but there can't be a Klal Yisrael without a Hemshech. And Yitzhak is the Hemshech. Yitzhak is the Mechadish of Mesoira. And we work with Mesoira. But when we build on Mesoira, but we build on the Mesoira and we become the Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Is a meritik a chovus of avos. And shah yichud amaisa. Zokte v'noimar. Ke achochme. Keshe manhigim oisa al darko. When a person uses chochme correctly. Tiye refu le kol madve. Chochme can be the cure for all ills. Spiritual ills. We're talking about. Ukshe noitim bo minesivosa. But a person goes away from the real mahalach of Chochmah, he uses Chochmah, but he's noitim in a sivasa, he goes away from the path of Chochmah, then the Chochmah becomes a madve, a sickness, that there's no refuah for it. Chochom be'enov, the Pasuk says in Mishle, tikva leksil mimenu. The person who's using his chokhmah is a chokhmah be'enov. He knows better than everybody else. Tikva leksil mimenu. A person who knows better, a person who's his chokhmah becomes his whole chisaron. He's using his chokhmah and he thinks he knows everything. That's the biggest madveh. There's no refuah. Nobody can tell him anything. He knows better than everybody else. Doctor, I'm jumping a bit. Alkein hisaya shelotate ashurecha miderech ha'avos. Be careful not to go away from the derech ha'avos. Unesiva rishonim. Derech is always the main road, the big path, and the sieve is a smaller road. So the meforshim, the derech ha'avos. Is the Yesoidus which the Avos get built on. And the Nesiva Rishonim is the Hemshech from the Avos, which is smaller because they're taking out from the Avos and they're giving over the Mesoirah. Al tate ashurecha miderecha Avos and Nesiva Rishonim. El habedius to be making your own cheshbonus. V'tismach al sichlecha, and you're soymich on your own seichel. V'tisyached ba'atzoscha, and you think you are the miyuchad, you have the right eitzes. V'tisboided b'svaroscha, and my logic is the right logic. V'altachshoy davoisecha b'mashem mosru lecha me'ofani toivoisecha. And don't be choshed, the door before, the door is the obvious. Who are Moisa to us, how we should behave. Don't be sorry, the protistika eitzes which we have from our Avosenu. He ain't eitzes shetale bedadcho, shalei kodmucho ledaito. You think you're mechadish something? You think you know better than the Torahs before? They also knew this. This is Be'etzem in our door, and maybe in the previous doors as well, but definitely in our door. This is so said the whole culture in which we grow up in. The doors, our parents, what did they know? They didn't know how to switch on a computer. They didn't know how to use a computer. They didn't even know there was such a thing as a smartphone. What did they know? They got aged. We, the new door. We are here, we're it, we have it. What did the previous Doris know? And he told him 100 years ago, and 200 years ago, and 1,000 years ago. Do me a favor, the primitive Doris, what did they know? Ein eitz shetale bedatzcho shalei kodmucho ledaito. I once took a bocha to the stipler and mentioned it before. Before I was here, there was a bocha they got to know might say he didn't need the gedolim. He needed a therapist. I think I mentioned it before. He had all sorts of sveikas and crazy sveikas in Emuna. But then I was younger and I wasn't so experienced. So I took him to the stipler. The stipler said, Mary de Kazakh, Agav. Stipler first said, I knew the Chazon Ish, who was his brother-in-law. I knew him very well. He said, I'm telling you, the Chazon Ish never did anything without a cheshbon. And he was a big ma'amin. So you can be soimich on the Chazon Ish. And they said to him, the Rambam knew more kashas in Emunah that you'll ever, ever think about. And he was a ma'amin. Well, he says, the Chavis Avavis, when I learned this Chavis Avavis, I always remember that conversation. Ki ein eitzot shetale bedatcho shelo kodmucho ledaito. Ve'omdu al kom mashem ivia elof mitoy bara. Anything you can think about and your kashas and your things, the Rishonim knew it much more than you. That you could be soimich on the Messiah. You could be soimich on the Doris. You think you're clever than Rashi? Really? Say no Hanami. Rashi didn't know how to use a computer. But you know what? He didn't need a computer. Who is this spoil? Miss Nomi, you've seen the Shuta Rashba. Six or seven Chalokim. The Shalim is Chedik Zion, the Ramban or the Rashba. Thousands and thousands of tshuvas. No, you want to look up a Shuta Rashba today? You want to, you hear there's a Rashba as a tshuva? Well, so you go upstairs, you plug it in, the Oitzah Chochma, the DBS, whichever program you want to use, and maybe you'll find it, maybe you won't. You learn the Shach. He throws out tshuvas of Rashba just one after the other. He knew it like he knew the back of his hand. Did he need a computer? He needed Oitzah Chochma. Any of the Rishonim, the Gedolei Achronim, they needed any of this. In another place, the Chovas Avovas says, with every advance that man makes, Be'etzem the Adam regresses. And we see it. I've seen it. When I was a kid, so there weren't any computers. And in England, the monetary system was a crazy monetary system. Very complicated. There were 12 pennies in a shilling and 20 shillings in a pound. And when you went to a store, so you had to add up. This cost £1.03 and 4 pence, and this cost £2 and 5 shillings and 6 pence, and this cost £3, etc. In those days, that was the big money, you know. I remember when I was a little kid, the biggest note they had was a £5 note, and it was like a letter. It wasn't like we have now today. It was, I agreed to pay the bearer this thing from the Bank of England. It was like a letter. And £5 for serious money. Kissa, you went to any store, and the storekeeper or the cashier, they could add it all up. Well, they could work it out. And the much, much more complicated system. And then it was Yerida Sadara, so they changed it all to 100 pennies in a pound, finished the shillings, no 20s, no 12s, no thing. And now you go to a store and they can't figure it out. They have to put it in the thing. And if there's a mistake, then they have to call the manager and they have to put it back into the thing. And the computer says there's a mistake, then there's a mistake. Well, what about your cop? That's the Chovas Avovas. With every advance of in all these chitzonius thinking things, man be'etzem regresses. V'altista ratzosem b'mashe hoiru oischo, ki ein eitzu shetale bedatcho shaloi kodmucho ledaito v'omdu, al kol mashe mevi'a elov mitoy v'ra. ואפשר שקודם לדייתך אופן יושע המחשובה היא בתחילוסה ונעלם ממך אופן ההפסד. Maybe you think this is a good idea, but you don't realize it's not thought through enough. At the beginning it might look like a certain aspect is good, but at the end the tozah of it is terrible. ואתו במיות יישובך תראה יושע ולא תראה תאוסה, and you don't realize, you only see the yashuvs and you don't see the tors. ואומר החוכם, the Shlomo HaMelech says, אל תעשה גבול עולם שגבלו ראשונים. Don't move the גבולות that we were מקבל. ואומר שמע בני מוסר אביך. ואומר, ומי שמאשים אבויסוב, אוי אוי אוי, outdoor, מאשים אבויסוב, what did they know? What did they want to know? What did they know? Sokta Shlomo HaMelech says, Dar Tahor Be'enov, a Dar which is pure in its own eyes, Umitzayosa Leiruchatz, and is still in diapers, and he hasn't cleaned the Tzaya off. Dar Oviv Yekalel. That's a Dar that wants to be Mechadish, wants to be different, doesn't accept the Messiah. We know better. Avoisai, Rav Rubam of Klal Yisrael, a suffering mamash, this and that. Dara Tahar Be'enov, a mitzayos alei ruchas. All the frayin, you go back two or three dairas. With the Maisa Joya, I have a frayer cousin, who, my uncle was Nifta, and she was, I don't know what you call it exactly, I went to be Menachem Oval. She wasn't exactly sitting shiva. She was sitting in the garden on regular chairs and looked like she had a nice time. And her sister wasn't even there. I didn't go to the Levaya and I didn't go to the Matseva. I have a Fruma cousin who in the end was in Eretz Yisrael. He went to the Hakomasa Matseva and he said to me afterwards, lucky you didn't go. He said they had the guitars and they were singing songs and the craziest matzeva you've ever seen. He said, but it's not true because you go through the whole Beis HaKvaros over there. Each one's another piece of sculpture, Meshuna Sheba Yoiser, and they're all singing songs and crazy songs. And that was our comments on the table. No, he said, it's lucky you didn't go. You would have had a heart attack. So, Baruch Hashem. I didn't want to have a heart attack there and be buried in such a Beis HaKvaros. Aval Kolponim. I came to Menachem Oval, and she takes out a picture of our common great grandfather. We have a common grandparents, but it's a first cousin, and she takes out a picture of my great grandfather, who I'm named for, and there's a picture of him and his Rebbetzin sitting there, sitting somewhere, and she says, "Well, Atani Re Mamash Kamo." I'm not sure if I do or not, but I had a beard, and he has a beard. Maybe, maybe not. You know, there's one thing that you can never see, be'etzim, really, is your own face. You see it in a mirror. But I'll call upon him. I wanted to say to her, "Aval at lo niret kamo she'i niret." She's sitting there with dress bitzniyas v'chula v'chula, and my cousin, let's say, Divrei Torah wasn't very, a big shaila to have Divrei Torah over there, but there wasn't any need to get into the shaila. Is look, this is your great-grandfather, like my great-great-grandfather, so why do I look like him and you don't? Dar Tahor Be'enov, Umitzayosa Le'ruchatz.